Hello, good Master Beta morning. It is July 3rd, 2021. So we are going to talk about bait session cuisine. What do you eat during a bait session and all that shit? You know, it's no secret that like you have to feel your body if you're going to feel your penis and everything. So I think it's really important for us to sort of acknowledge that instead of you know, just picking whatever happens. You know, you can be really intentional about what you eat. I know a lot of people who are baiters and they're also like powerlifters or jocks and all that shit. So, you know, you can invest in certain appliances. Like, for example, if you're going to cook for yourself, you can invest in like slow cookers, Instapots, air fryers, halogen ovens, George Foremans. I happen to have all of those because like, you know, it's really convenient. They prepare food really fast and you don't have to really keep an eye on them. And, you know, like that's kind of the two sides to it. You can either prepare your own food or you'll have someone else prepare the food for you, you know. So like, you know, a lot of bait sessions that I've had, I usually get fast food or, you know, I get something pre-prepared at the grocery store. Or you can have like if you're in a relationship or if you're doing a circle jerk or something like that, you can have a partner or a roommate prepare the food for you. You know, it's easy, just grab and go and all that shit. The only downside is it can be very expensive, you know? Like, fast food costs are high markup, so, you know, you'd probably have more of an interest to spend that money on porn or spend that money on sort of paying your light bill, computer bill, if you're doing budgeting for your near future and everything, you know. But at the same time, like, something really fancy can change the course of your bait. You know, you'll feel like you're pampering yourself if you're like, personally, whenever I get something to eat, it's like sushi or something, or I'll get pizza. Is like a staple for like bait sessions or group baits and everything. You know, like junk food, it's really good to have every now and then, or a lot if you're a gainer. So yeah, like fast food is definitely an option, but again, it's really expensive. Like back in college, I had a meal plan, so, you know, food was taken care of for me, so I really could get into masturbation really quickly. And like a lot of baiters that are in college can relate. But if you are living alone or if you are living on your own now, like the only option is to prepare for yourself. If you're trying to save money, and you can either do it freshly prepared by scratch, you know, you make everything yourself and all that stuff, you can do that, or you can get from frozen. So when it's from frozen, you can still prepare from scratch. For example, if you get frozen vegetables or anything, you can do a quick meal and all that shit, or you can go even deeper and just sort of just skip that aspect of meal preparation and all that stuff and just buy like frozen dinners on bulk. I usually go to Costco if I'm going to have a 4-day bait session, and just get a bunch of frozen dinners. You know, something for breakfast, like a breakfast sandwich, and then after that I'll get like TV dinner that'll have all the food groups, and then something for dessert. You know, that'll be somewhat healthier for your diet overall. Only downside is, of course, like sometimes the sodium level is really high. Sometimes there's a lot of added sugar and all that stuff. So if you are on a diet, you know, another way to go is to meal prep. A lot of jock baiters sort of do this already just as a result of their lifestyle. So with meal prepping, you know, you'll set aside a day or maybe like 5 hours and you'll just cook all your meals, you know, freeze a few, put a few in the refrigerator. And, you know, doing meal prep frees up time for you to do other things and not have to worry about what you eat. So you can really just spend that time, you know, just browsing porn instead of, like, wondering what you're going to eat for dinner. That's something that I found really helpful when I was powerlifting. But, you know, that can be any level of healthy food for you. You know, if you're a gainer or you want to downshift or something like that, it can be really unhealthy food that you make for yourself or your bait sessions, or you can be really more nutritious for whatever you want to create. With that being said, like, I think there are a few appliances that really do help. You know, there's ones that I use for convenience are my slow cooker. So I usually put like a meat or something in there, and then, you know, I don't have to look at it, and it'll be done when it's done, when I'm ready to eat, or when I'm done with baiting. You know, that really helps me sort of just stick to baiting and everything. And that way, you know, like if it's not cooked by the time that I think I'm done baiting, you know, then I'll just go back, masturbate some more, wait until it's finished, and I'll come back. Maybe I'll be hungrier and I'll just eat whatever I had in the slow cooker. And then I use a pressure cooker, an air fryer, a George Foreman, and a halogen oven. These ones, you know, they'll prepare food really quickly. So, you know, maybe I spent the whole day masturbating, and then I want to go and just have something ready to go. And, you know, it'll just take like 10 minutes. I'll chop something up and then just put it in there. And, you know, those appliances are really good for if you just want something really quick before you go to bed or before starting a bait session. The best time to cook really would be in the morning, early morning or late at night. You know, things are usually cooler. And, you know, cooking while you're baiting can make your bait cave smell like food. Just as a word of warning, if that's not what you're into, you know, some people are into just having the entire room smell like musk or having it smell like cock and balls. So, you know, be well aware if you cook something, your house is going to smell like it longer versus like takeout or something like that. So definitely consider what times you want to cook for yourself. That way you can be a bit more thoughtful of how you want your place to smell during a bait session. You know, there's a lot of downshifters, a lot of loser masturbators who don't really care about whether their place smells or not. And in terms of hydration, one thing that I utilize is I have a mini fridge that I found back when I was dumpster diving. So that one usually contains bottled water, energy drinks, whatever I need to get through a bait session. And it's like right next to my bait station in my living room. One appliance that I use is the blender for like when I need to consume like a lot of fruits and vegetables all at once. I'll just blend it real quick and I'll just have that quick shot of like whatever fiber that I need, whatever sort of hydration that I need. Another thing that I use is a coffee maker. Again, that helps with caffeination, late night baits. You know, you just get that coffee maker going right next to you, nice cup of coffee, and then you're good to go. Or like if you just want to save a lot of money, you can just put your cup of ramen right there. It'll get it nice and hot for you. You just let it cool. It'll just drip down the water for you, and then you're good to go. And you know, like when I write out meal plans for my masturbation, I usually stick to the same one for an entire month, see how I like it. Then I go on to the next one, then the next one, you know, and just keep an eye on whether I feel tired or whether I feel any different. You know, usually I stick to a sandwich, a soup, and a side or something like that. Something really simple that I don't really think about too much. And that's really what the whole point of this conversation is like, what do you think you should eat during a bait session? And make sure that, you know, you're feeling your body and you're staying healthy enough for your erections to be good, healthy enough for your penis to feel good, keeping your libido up. That's really what I focus on whenever I eat something, is how is this going to affect my masturbation. And so definitely meal planning and deciding what you're going to eat before a bait session saves a lot of time. For example, if you know that you are using your hands a lot when you masturbate, or if you're spitting into your hands or something like that, you don't want to be eating spicy food. You don't want to be eating anything that can disrupt your penis, anything that's going to make you take a long break from masturbation. You know, you want to cut those things out of your diet and just make sure that your diet is good for however long you want to do your masturbation session. And that's really what I'm trying to get at here. Like, think of ways to cut down on the time spent on like deciding food, deciding on what you want to eat, and deciding what's the best nutrition plan for you. So definitely look into how you're consuming food and see how that consumption can help you spend more time consuming porn. Thank you so much for listening, and make sure you lube up, make sure you enjoy yourself, tell your penis that you love it, and see you later, masturbator.